next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Tim Miles. The Huskers are 9-6 overall and 0-2 in Big Ten play. Nebraska faces Michigan and Michigan State this week. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to the week. With that, I'll take any questions.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open up the call for questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Dick Janda with KLMS Radio.
Coach, how do you approach a game like this coming up with a highly rated team like Michigan?
Well, you know, Michigan's a fantastic team. You know, I watched some of their game yesterday before our game. You know, and they give you the heebie-jeebies. I tell you, they're amazing with their talent and their offensive flow, and they're just Coach Beilein's done an amazing job with them. I'm just so impressed. You know, you have to try and control tempo. You got to try and give yourself a chance to score and find a way to get stops. But with Trey Burke and the whole group that goes with it, they've got a lot of weapons.
And what is it that makes them so good? What makes them the number two team in the country?
Well, I think, first of all, their talent level is outstanding. They got guys that know how to play. They're young, too. But they have guys that really know how to play. They have guys that can score. They physically, they're gifted. They know how to get stops. And they're well coached. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, could you talk a little bit about your team's defense against Wisconsin, particularly rebounding efforts? I think you guys had a couple players with good numbers on the glass.
I thought that, you know, as we went out and competed, I thought we played a physical, scrappy game. I thought we defended, you know, we didn't allow any easy baskets. You know, they got some – every time they got an offensive rebound, they made us pay. They only got 25%, less than 25% of their misses. But it seemed like when they did, they hurt us. I thought we did an okay job on the defensive glass for the most part. And we contested their shooters. They only hit a couple threes in the second half against us. But we took Brust out of the game. I thought Ray Gallegos did an outstanding job of that. And then Jackson hit a couple tough shots at the end that you know, kind of separated. So, you know, I thought we played well enough defensively to win, but obviously we have challenges offensively.
Your next question comes from line of Robin Washett with TheRivals.com.
Hey, Tim. I just want to see what your plan was for Andre for these next couple games. You know, I know he was a game-time decision last night. How are you looking at him going forward?
Yeah, still going to try and just get him healthy, get him rehab so we get mobility back in that ankle. You know, we need him at full strength. He's a guy for us that we're going to depend on. So I'll be surprised if we don't have him ready for Michigan.
Okay, thanks.
And we have time for a couple more questions from Coach.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. Thank you so much for joining
us this week. Thanks.
Thank you.